And now, The Entrepreneurial Mind with Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor.
From time to time, we all skirt the rules a little in our efforts to succeed. Matt Ackerson was in college, Cornell University, when he was stung by what we call the entrepreneurial bug. Matt went to an entrepreneurship speaker series one night. He listened to the speaker tell the story of hard work, adventure, and making millions. A few weeks later, he quit the rowing team. The coach assumed he was in love with some girl on campus, but the real reason was he wanted to spend his time starting a business. Matt's first startup was an events-based website for local students. He walked dorm to dorm and individually surveyed over 400 students. In one dorm, the residence hall director stopped Matt for soliciting and asked that he leave the building. He was getting close to finishing his survey anyway, so he politely said, okay, no problem, left her office, slipped around the corner, and continued. He was caught a few minutes later and was forced to stand trial in a court of his college peers. Matt apologized for the transgression and got off easy. Matt's second business was a coupon website. After the site was built, he was eager to test the concept. He sent out several thousand emails to inform students of the important benefits of the service. Although there was a positive response, particularly for the free beer coupon, his marketing tactics were quickly curtailed when a disgruntled grad student reported him to the administration. The administrator let him off with a warning and then nonchalantly told him how to effectively promote like that again and not get caught. A few months later, Matt and a few friends were continuing to promote the coupon website when he decided to chalk the website name on just about every walkway across campus, including the stone steps leading up to the dean's office. Well, I guess you could say that Matt made the dean's list, but I don't think it was for academic achievement. Two possible morals today. The first moral is you can stretch the rubber band, but don't break it. And the second moral, to paraphrase the great George Bernard Shaw, the progress of the world depends on the persistence of the unreasonable man. I'm Professor Bruce. Thank you for listening.
For more information on Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor, visit smallbusinessprofessor.com.